I'm Marco Werman with The World. Hula dancing is alive and well, and not just on your car's dashboard. You can find it in Hawaii, obviously, and on professional dance stages around the world. But this dance style, which is exuberant, fierce, as well as sensuous, is also staking its place in indigenous protest movements. Constance Hale is a journalist and author of The Natives Are Restless, which explores the art of hula. Let's start at the beginning, Constance. What is hula?
Hula is a series of movements, a movement vocabulary, I guess you could say, that has its origins in Hawaii. It's related to other Polynesian dance forms, but it is distinctly Hawaiian.
So in Hawaii, how much has hula changed over the years?
So when I was a kid, hula was probably not that different from what you associate in movies. And it was often performed for tourists. At the same time, there were hula elders who were, you know, starting to look back at what hula had been. So you had this whole suppression of a culture that had gone on for about 150 years. And in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, people started turning back. And so what you found was a resurgence of these older dances. We call it hula kahiko, or ancient hula. And that is a hula that's very different from what most people associate with hula. It's quite, the instrumentation is percussive. It's danced to chants that can sometimes sound quite fierce. The movements themselves are quite angular, almost geometric. And so that hula was revived. The more modern style of hula, which really comes from the late 1800s, was added to as a kind of style of hula. And then more in the past 30 years, with various cultural practitioners who are really pushing the bounds of Hawaiian culture, hula has started to incorporate new forms of music, and it's just kind of becoming ever more complex, you might say. Mm.
Its revival certainly seems to kind of cemented its position in Hawaiian identity, but it's also has this political kind of face. In 1998, the Hawaiian legislature attempted to pass a law preventing gathering of vines and flowers used for adornment, and more than 1,000 Hawaiians demonstrated against that bill. So it sounds like it's more than just identity.
You know, Marco, hula has been more than identity actually for a long time. When Kalakaua, the king, in the 1880s, revived the hula, I mean, he really brought those elders back into the capital and revived the hula. He saw it as a way of not only reinforcing Hawaiian identity at a time that a lot of Hawaiians were dying from disease and the culture was being suppressed by Westerners. He saw it not just as identity, but as politics. Fast forward 100 years, and we see hula performed at any number of protests throughout the islands. My book focuses on one hula master and choreographer who has chosen to use hula much as Alvin Ailey used ballet to tell cultural stories, epic stories, mythological stories, and very explicitly political stories.
Yeah, what was the most recent kind of protest in Hawaii that you saw where there was hula, and what was it trying to express?
So a protest in Hawaii that is still ongoing, actually. There are attempts by a couple of major world universities to build the largest telescope on Earth on the top of Mauna Kea. Many Hawaiians consider that sacred land. There are shrines and heiau are temples there at the summit. Native Hawaiians really mobilized in ways that I haven't seen. I mean, I've been covering Hawaiian culture and politics for the past 25 years, and I haven't seen such a quick mobilization and such sophisticated activism. They marched up to the top of the volcano. This is no easy feat. It's 13,000
right.
feet above sea level. It's freezing up there. In many of those incidents, they broke into chant and danced hulas. I mean, hula, chanting, dance, language, all of those things are integrated with political activism and legal activism.
How did you get into hula, and what motivated this book about this dedicated exponent of hula, Patrick Makuakane? And his first two names, Kumu Hula, is that an honorific for a hula master?
It is. Kumu means source or teacher. So my hula story begins on the beach in Hawaii. I was born and raised in a small town on the north shore of Oahu. When I was 7, I begged my mom to let me start dancing the hula. She took me to the local gymnasium, which was this big cavernous wooden building in the nearby town. And I started studying hula. And I think it was 1997, I signed up for a class with Kumu Patrick Maakuakane, whom I had seen performing. And I was looking, I was sort of casting about for a way to tell a story that I wanted to tell. Many journalists have told the story of the Hawaiian Renaissance. Then after that, there was kind of a political uprising, which is known as the sovereignty movement. I wanted to tell the next story. Now the people who are sort of coming of age creatively or becoming successful creatively are up to something different. They're asking a different question, which isn't how do I save my culture, but rather how do I make sure my culture doesn't become fossilized? Mm. What does it mean for me to be a Hawaiian in the 21st century? In the case of some musicians and composers, they are actually composing in the Hawaiian language, which is new because the Hawaiian language had pretty much died. So I wanted to tell that larger story, and I realized that I had that story in a nutshell in Kumu Patrick Maakuakane.
Connie, I'm curious to know what you think the future of hula is and how the future of Hawaii is tied to it.
There are those choreographers or those kumu hula who are thinking, how can we use hula to tell an epic length story? There are others like Kumu Patrick Maakuakane who are taking non-traditional Hawaiian music. So he doesn't stop at guitars and ukuleles. He uses sometimes electronic music or modern pop music and choreographs traditional Hawaiian movements to non-traditional music. Another way that people are innovating with hula is to take new songs. So there are composers who are composing all new songs in Hawaiian. So there's kind of virgin territory in a way that here's a new song and no one's ever choreographed a dance to it. So there are choreographers who aren't bound by the dances that their teachers passed on to them but can be creative. So I see hula going in a bunch of different directions. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point we see hula on Broadway or maybe off-Broadway as much as we've seen other forms of dance, river dance or other forms of dance.
Constance Hale is a journalist and author of The Natives Are Restless, which explores the art of hula. Thanks very much for being with us, Constance.
Mahalo, Marco.